We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Somebody says, please get Joe or Bo on the phone to tell their story.
I guarantee Bo looked like he was enjoying it. Joe gave me hell a little bit.
Crowder
Bo enjoyed
in a
it.
Public setting is something to behold. Somebody texted in. So you're telling me the 20-minute conversation I had with Crowder at the pizza place was BS? I'm hurt.
Was it one-on-one?
I guarantee you it was BS.
I'll give you the trick. One-on-one conversation to make people feel special. All you need is a follow-up question, because all people want to do is talk about themselves. So, hey, man, how you doing? Oh, big Dolphin fan. I actually live in Kendall. Oh, what part of Kendall? All you have to do is give a follow-up. Oh, right there off of Quail Roost. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, man, that's down there by the zoo, right? Yeah, man, me and my parents used to go to the zoo.
That's a perfectly acceptable,
that's
typical conversation.
That's what I do. I just make people feel special.
No, you overdo it. That's my point. You overdo it. No, it's over by Quail Roost. Aha, yeah, cool, Quail Roost.
Oh, we had a guy on that.
Oh, do you have that phone call?
Yes, we
listen,
do.
Wait a second. So let me just set this up. This is a call. This is genuine Crowder being caught. This is Crowder being caught in his element, because what happened here? We were just taking calls. I don't even remember the.
We were taking calls. A guy named Marcos.
He's a family friend.
But you didn't know that.
I didn't know. I didn't recognize his voice early in the call.
And so you'll hear when the guy goes, "Hey, it's Marco," and Crowder doesn't know who it is. So Crowder does the thing he does everywhere. Oh yeah, we'll see you on the flip flop background check. What? Just listen to this.
Hey, Kenny, what's up? This is Marcos.
What's going on, bro? Yeah, man, what's up? I didn't know this was you. That's cool, man. I think I'm going out there this weekend, bro.
All right.
I'll let you.
Later.
Several things happened there.
I could be going anywhere in the weekend.
You go, I think I'm going there this weekend. Now, you don't.
I think he said something about the weekend.
But he didn't say anything. That's not even edited, that call, right?
No.
Like, not edited
that,
at all.
Like, that portion of the call is not edited. He didn't say about being anywhere, and you go, I'm just going to be heading out there this weekend. He's like, I'm all right, cool. Play that one more time.
Hey, Kenny, what's up? This is Marcos.
What's going on, bro? Yeah, man, what's up? I didn't know this was you. That's cool, man. I think I'm going out there this weekend, bro.
All right.
I'll let you.
Later.
You hear your fraudulence, don't you?
You got a little bit there. I'm better face to face because I can read the sit.
Oh, Marco.
Because they come up already smiling, I know to smile back and get excited. But if they come with the sneaky voice, I get sneaky. I just try to make people feel comfortable. I try to embrace humans.
Oh, it was so great, man.
I used to say, how's your kids? I would mess up and be like, hey, how's the little ones? And then it got to a point where,
right,
I would call somebody that didn't have kids.
Right.
So now I say, how's the family? Because you can't get mad at that.
Oh, how's the family? That's a good one.
So if they have married with kids, they bring them up. I don't know what their family dynamic is. If they live with their grandmother, they'll talk about her. They live with their aunt, they'll talk about her. You see how smart that is?
We talked in the 2 o'clock hour with a radio host from Oklahoma City, Brady Trantham. We talked a little bit in the first segment about the notion of Carmelo Anthony maybe coming to the Miami Heat. Now, I don't know. It seems like there could potentially be a trade, right? So the Heat or Houston or another team could potentially trade with Oklahoma City, but the more likely scenario is they work a buyout with Carmelo, because why would you give up something for Carmelo and his contract if you know that he's on the verge of being bought out, if you think you have a chance of getting him anyway? But I guess there is the possibility, Filero, is there the possibility that they could move a Whiteside or a Tyler Johnson and try to get rid of some of their ballast and take on...
It all depends on the buyer. If
Correct.
OKC really wants those contracts, or they find another team to do a three-way
trade.
Well,
if they're going to just buy them out. You know, if they're going to give them $20 million to go away, then maybe they do feel like they're, I mean, they're not missing a Hassan Whiteside because they don't need him. They got Steven Adams. So, but if they wanted to exchange that contract for someone that maybe they valued, they could do
maybe
that.
Maybe a James Johnson.
Then at least you're not just spending $20 million to buy someone out. You're getting something in return.
It's crazy to say, but if we have to trade for him, it makes me feel better.
That would actually be a better scenario for the Heat.
Yes, it makes me feel better to dump some of the contract. You have to pay Melo. They have to pay Melo. But if they don't trade for him, OKC's not blowing it up. They brought Paul George back. They paid him a bunch of money. Westbrook's already there. They have Steven Adams. They had the fourth best record in the West last year, and you know the West is strong. And think about this. OKC team that's not trying to lose is telling Melo, we'll give you $20 million not to play for us.
Nope, obviously it was not a fit.
Does that slow down your excitement in any way?
It's not that there's much excitement. There's two scenarios for the Miami Heat, right? Scenario A is they're able to unload one or more of their bad contracts in order for 1 year of Melo's contract. And Melo, we talked about in the 2 o'clock hour, might be, if he's added today, the best offensive threat on the Heat.
Yep.
Like that. Or the other option is this. He gets bought out by OKC. If he chooses Miami, he's only getting paid $2.5 million, right? They've got two options left. Someone's going to get $5 million plus.
5.2, I believe.
Mid-level, whatever.
And someone's going to get 2.5, the veteran's minimum. One of the guys is going to be D. Wade. One of them is going to be Melo. I assume D. Wade gets the 5, Melo gets the 2.
Yep.
So either you're getting them via trade and you're jettisoning some of your bad contracts, or you're getting them for $2.5 million for a year. Either way, there's very little downside for the Miami Heat there.
And it's just a year of watching Melo do Melo.
Right, which could be great. For this Heat team, that could be great, having Melo do Melo.
I think that's where our disagreement is. I don't know if Melo doing Melo, being the number one option with his limited game and his old age, if it's going to be exciting as you try to paint it. Because I haven't seen him. I saw him stand in the corner, Westbrook facilitating now. I saw him up in New York, like, can Melo go back to Denver Melo if we need him to? Because I'm with you. I don't think it's a mate or okay or maybe. Carmelo is the best scorer on this team the second he gets to the AAA.
He's got a better chance of going back to Denver Melo on this Heat team than he did on that OKC team. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
because
for sure.
he had two guys in front of him.
And if he takes 25 shots, Russell Westbrook's going to slap him.
Right. Now, if he takes 25 shots with the Miami Heat, like, who would you rather take those shots? Now, maybe Deion Waiters if he comes back and he's balling, if he's in form, right? Yeah. But other than that, like, they don't have a night-in, night-out scoring threat.
No. And he would have to be that guy. But that's the point, too. Night-in and night-out, be that guy. If we bring Melo in, we're bringing him in to start, and sooner or later, I'm with you, he's going to end up being the number one option.
By default? Like, has to be.
Can he do that still? Still. He used to be able to do it. Can he still do that? We don't know because we haven't seen it in a couple years. There's a lot of question marks with this Melo acquisition.
Well, it's like I say with the Albert Wilson thing with the Dolphins. So if Carmelo could average 16 points in the regular season behind Russell Westbrook and Paul George, you would imagine he could average, 22, 23 at least if he's the number one option?
And he played the lowest of his career, 32 minutes per game last year.
And he played 78 games, so he was healthy.
Can he jump back up to 38 minutes a game to be that guy with his age? There's that question. If he can, I think we got us something. Carmelo can get back to 35 to 38 minutes a game and into the 20s per night? You can't be mad at that. 26-2, something like that?
I think it'd be a good acquisition.
But if you put onto a, how old is he? He's same age as Wade and him.
34.
Yeah, May 29th, he turned 34. If you put 5 more minutes a game for 82 games on a 34-year-old Carmelo Anthony, can his body handle it?
Right.
And that's honestly, I think the question Eric and Pat have to answer. If you make him number one, is he ready to be number one? He's going to tell you he's ready to be number one, but you have to really break it down and see if we can depend on Carmelo Anthony, 34 years old, for an entire NBA season.
Now, Falero, why would you DM me this during a segment when you know that it's going to grab all my attention?
It's a good story, man.
The headline, this is from WSVN, Channel 7. The headline is Miami man with no arms charged with stabbing Chicago tourist.
I'm intrigued by the headline.
I mean, how's that possible? How's that possible?
Have you seen the picture of that girl that can fly a plane with her feet?
Right, but if I was trying to, I feel like most people, if there was a guy with no arms that was trying to stab you, I feel like I could get out of the way.
It was an ambush. He jumped off a balcony feet first. Think about it, feet first. So now the weapon's close to you. He dives off a second story feet first with a knife between his big toe and pointer toe.
He's a superhero?
He's going to hurt himself too, but.
Like, I feel like I could maneuver out of this guy's way anyway, even if he had five arms.
Yeah. Maybe he had it behind his ear and he kind of threw his head at him.
Get to the bottom of the story, Falero, if you can. Find out how this man with no arms was able to stab a Chicago tourist. And by the way, apologies to the Chicago tourist on behalf of all of us here in this fine city. I consider myself a little bit of the mayor of Miami.
That was crazy.
It's a homeless man.
Uh-huh.
He had no arms, obviously, the headline.
Sure.
Miami Beach police say 46-year-old Jonathan Crenshaw.
That dude's 46?
46, yeah.
Drugs get to you.
Wow. Yeah.
He held a pair of scissors with his feet and stabbed 22-year-old Cesar Coronado just after midnight Tuesday.
A 22-year-old couldn't get out of the way of this dude's feet?
Nope.
It was an ambush.
He's Crenshaw, the homeless man. He's a popular fixture in the area. He's known for painting on canvases along a trendy spot in South Beach.
If you can paint, you can stab. That's what you said, right? I didn't.
Look at that. A friend.
You just said he paints.
He's a painter.
He's a painter. Yeah. Like with paint and a canvas.
Yeah.
So if you can paint, you can stab because you know how to. You can manipulate your feet.
According to the arrest report, Crenshaw says he was lying down when Coronado approached him and kicked him in the head. Well, now that's uncalled for. Police say Crenshaw stabbed Coronado twice and fled the scene. A friend who was traveling with Coronado said they asked Crenshaw for directions when he suddenly jumped up and stabbed Coronado in his arm. He suddenly jumped up. I've seen, like, that's a tough maneuver with arms from a prone position.
Yeah.
To suddenly jump up.
Maybe lean back and did the Karate Kid.
That's what I'm saying.
That one move, yeah. He can paint with his feet, though, so I'm sure he's agile.
Huh.
It looks like he's had practice with this.
See?
But I just feel like you'd be able to get out of the way.
It was an ambush. Hey, man, can I get some, hey, how do you get to 8th and Ocean?
What just happened?
What's going on? I'm stabbed with scissors.
Well, again, apologies to the Chicago tourists. This is not a good representation of who we are.
What's his name?
Coronado.
There you go.
All right, we'll take a quick break. I have to play for you something that I think will make you laugh. It may make you cry. It may do a little bit of both. I'm not even joking.
Really?
I'm not even joking. This is so far on the spectrum that it goes from maybe one of the funniest things you've heard to maybe something so bad.
You would cry.
That you cry.
Wow. I can't wait.
That you wish Jonathan Crenshaw. Coronado.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Hey. Elevate. Elevate. Only obligation is to tell it straight.
Hey, you can get so much on my plate, I gotta delegate. Free Slurpee today.
7-Eleven. It's small, though, isn't it?
Yeah, the thing that's good about it is you don't have to buy anything, so you can walk into any 7-Eleven today because the date is 7-Eleven, and it's like a mini cup. It's not like tiny, tiny. Like sometimes Wendy's will do those like 50-cent Frosties or whatever, but then you get there and it's a
thimble.
Yeah, it's like the thing that they ask you to do a sample in.
Yes, so you're going to say yes.
Like, I don't think the Slurpee at 7-Eleven is that small. So you can go to 7-Eleven today. This is courtesy of Crowder and I. We set this up.
You're welcome.
Go to any 7-Eleven and you can get a free Slurpee.
Are you going
to
go?
I won't go. My wife and kid will go. Yeah. Like, the you know, it's summer, he's not doing anything, and so, yes, they will go get a free Slurpee. Now, I've been to a 7-Eleven on 7-Eleven before because it's been on a weekend recently, and it was the seventh ring of hell in there. The floors were sticky. Like, it was just imagine, thousands of people rushing in, not talking to anybody, getting free Slurpees, trying to walk out, trying to fill, you know, their hats. It was like the purge. It was like if one day a year they allow you to go into 7-Eleven and take free Slurpees, which is today, but it was like it felt like the purge.
It's the funniest thing. When I do sales meetings, they talk about like what the angle you should take. I say, honestly, my only thing I tell you is to give away something.
Yep.
A T-shirt, 2% off, give away something because people will come if they think anything's free. Because the fact that a small Slurpee is about $1.20.
$1.29 maybe.
So half of that is going to be about 65, 70 cents. And people will leave their home,
yep,
drive, and use $2 worth of gas to get a 70-cent Slurpee. It's the craziest thing in the world.
My wife will do it on free donut day. There's always one day a year where Krispy Kreme, you can go get one free donut. Now, the closest Krispy Kreme to our house is at Commercial and the Turnpike. We're off of Glades. Mm. But she will drive 15, 20 minutes for the 49-cent donut. Because it's the notion of getting something free.
The weirdest thing in the world.
It is such a weird thing. But yeah, you go to a, you guys make fun of me for the wearing the radio station T-shirts. I mean, that draws people. If you don't give them a radio station T-shirt, they are angry.
I ask people when we do parties, I say, hey, please give me a keg or a certain amount of drinks to give away. So I can say, and I could just, the first five people get a free drink. People will rush to be in that realm of $2 beer, whatever it is. I love it. I just how humans think. It's pretty cool.
Well, go to 7-Eleven today. Get yourself a free Slurpee.
I won't go.
We did. When it was on the weekend, I think we stopped at one 7-Eleven, then we drove to another one. We drove to another one.
Yeah, a problem.
Yeah. I wasn't even drinking them at that point. I was just pouring them out. But, I mean, it was free.
If it's free, give me three.
Speaking of free, thank you to the Miami Marlins. They dropped off a Sandlot bobblehead. So the Marlins, by the way, the director of Sandlot. Now, is that, when we did the show with Zach, you guys made me see Sandlot. Was that you also?
Yeah, Sandlot's a good movie.
And Falero, you've seen that?
Yes, of course.
I had not seen it till a couple of years ago. My kid had seen it, wanted me to see it. And then you and Zach and Falero got on me, and I saw it, and it was great. The lifeguard scene,
yeah.
Classic. So the Marlins are doing a Sandlot night. Do you know what night it is? I know it's either this Friday or this Saturday. Let me look this up. I should have prepared this better. I'm going to get to the thing that's going to make you laugh or cry here in a second.
It's July 15th.
July 15th? So when is that, Saturday or Friday? That was my original
Sunday.
Question. It's Sunday?
Yeah, you're wrong.
All right. Are you sure?
Yes.
Yes. Croatia just scored.
Oh, look at that. 1-1. England, Croatia, 1-1, 68th minute. The winner of this goes on to the championship?
Correct, on Sunday, who plays France.
Oh, France is already in it?
Yes, that happened yesterday while you guys were off.
I got you. So France versus either Croatia or England on Sunday?
Correct.
All right, so it is Sunday at Marlins Park.
When?
Sunday, Sandlot Day. And they're going to have some actors from the movie there. The director will be there. Sunday's game is a 1:10 start. Phillies are in town. And they're going to be giving away these Ham Porter bobbleheads, which is so great.
The movie character?
Yeah.
The little heavy boy.
Yeah. I Instagrammed it. It's funny. I think the kid's going to be there.
But now he's a grown-up.
Yeah. It's the 25th anniversary of Sandlot. 25 years that movie's been around?
Oh, yeah. It's been a while.
Wow.
Is that a movie like that?
Like, I think for baseball. That's on the Mount Rushmore.
You would want a bobblehead of a fictional character from 25 years
ago? That character is a legendary character. Like, what would you want? Like, from baseball movies, which bobblehead would you want? I would love a James Earl Jones from Field of Dreams. He had the suspenders and the little hat on.
Give me a Serrano.
Serrano.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll take a Serrano.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Who's that?
You never seen Major League?
No. Jobu?
Jobu, no. I'll take Benny from Sandlot.
Benny from Sandlot. Yeah, see, that would be funny. I love James Earl Jones. Have you seen Field of Dreams recently?
Yes. No, not recently.
When Kevin Costner turns the van around and then all of a sudden James Earl Jones is standing in front of him in the street. Do you remember that scene?
Hell no.
It will give you chills. But you have to watch it with sound. I see you looking it up back there, Falero. You have to watch it with sound. He's letting him go. And then he turns around the van. You remember it? You don't remember it? Oh, I'm getting chills just talking about it.
You want a bobblehead of James Earl Jones?
Yes. And
with his little belly perked out?
Yeah. I know most people would want a Darth Vader Earl Jones bobblehead. I want, what was his name in?
He was in Sandlot.
Right.
He was the owner of the beast.
He was the cranky neighbor with the beast.
Yes. Why don't you get James Earl Jones as the cranky neighbor?
How about Mount Rushmore of James Earl Jones roles?
Oh, Lion King, Mufasa. And you didn't even see his face.
Well, Darth Vader, too. And you don't see his face.
Just his voice.
I'd say his voice is probably more famous than his acting.
His most famous voice thing is CNN. This is CNN. That's James Earl Jones. He's been saying that
But I don't think people know that.
I know, but it's the most famous thing that he does voice-wise.
But if people don't know, are you famous for it?
This is CNN.
That's a real question, though. If people don't know it's your voice, can you be famous for something that isn't broadly known it's you?
Well, I'm saying it's the most...
Like if I invented the McDonald's sign.
Right.
But nobody knew I invented it. Am I famous for inventing it?
No. Terrence Mann was his name in Field of Dreams. You've never seen Field of Dreams?
No.
I saw something shocking on Twitter this weekend. Eric Falero has seen 2 Tom Hanks movies in his entire life. That's almost impossible. That's almost impossible. I saw Kevin Rogers was like, I've never read anything more shocking on the internet than this.
So you got to go Forrest Gump, I know.
I did, that one and Captain Phillips.
Both good movies, but so you've never seen Apollo 13?
No.
Castaway?
Castaway.
No, I'm not going to like that one.
You've never seen Castaway?
It's just him, right?
Big?
Big what?
This guy, man.
What?
Tom Hanks is the best living actor of our time.
Is he, though?
Yes.
He's top 3.
You've never seen Green Mile?
Oh.
No, I should see it.
You've never seen Green Mile?
Dog tied, boss. Dog tied.
That's not even Tom Hanks.
I know, but Tom asked him the question to get him to say it. Tom Hanks is boss.
Bachelor Party? You've never seen Bachelor Party?
Never even heard of
the
that one.
The Burbs?
No.
Well, not his best.
Some of his young movies were bad.
Oh, he had some clunkers, man. Turner and Hooch.
Yes.
Joe versus the Volcano.
Some people said Toy Story. I've seen Toy Story.
Yeah, his voice
is
in that.
Just a voice, yeah.
Wow, I can't believe that. But anyway, The Sandlot, this Sunday, Marlins Park, it's Sandlot Day. And I think they're screening the movie on the Marlins Park screens, I think. I got to check into all this. But thank you, Marlins, for dropping off this Ham Porter bobblehead. I did put it on Instagram. I'm on Instagram now, Radio Mark Hockman.
What if he's skinny now, the little boy?
You know, the fat kid in, what was the one where they saw the dead body? Stand By Me?
Yeah.
Remember the fat kid in Stand By Me?
I don't want to die.
Yeah.
Let's lean on me. Stand By Me.
Stand By Me. The 4 kids, they see the dead body by the train tracks.
You said dead body. I thought Boys in the Hood.
Oh, it's it. I think they reference, don't they reference Stand By Me when they're doing, it's the same thing, but with white kids.
And walking together?
Yeah.
More believable than Boys in the Hood, though.
Hey, see, Stand By Me, it was like very backwoods.
But no, the great Hambino, my thought is that he's known for being a little fat kid, and right. now they're amping him up as a little fat kid, and then he walks out as a 40-year-old, well-put-together skinny guy.
The kid from Stand By Me, the fat kid, is cut in real life, like, I mean, as a grown-up.
But doesn't that ruin the whole Hambino?
I mean, what do you want him to look like he did when he was 10?
Want him to throw some weight on.
Well, he's not skinny. I mean, he's a little bit maybe overweight, but he's not.
Well, join the Marlins this Sunday. Marlins Park, they're celebrating the 25th anniversary of the legendary Sandlot. And you can see the bobblehead on my Instagram account at Radio Mark Hockman. All right, here is the thing I wanted to play for you. Alex Solana, who's the executive producer of Big O's show. And did you hear this on Big O's show today?
Yes.
And Eric Falero, our own executive producer. They were pining.
Went into the lab.
They were pining for Carmelo Anthony, and they created. Now, I'm not kidding you. It's some of the worst singing I've ever heard in my life. Also, some of the best lyrics I've ever heard.
Oh.
So I don't know what to do with this. When I first started to listen to it, I picked up my laptop. I was going to throw it. And then, like 10 seconds in, I was like, oh, this is beautiful. And then like 20 seconds later, I want to stab someone with my foot. And then 30 seconds later, I wanted to download it and listen to it nonstop on the drive here.
I think that's what good music does to
you. I ran through a gamut of emotions.
That's what it's supposed to do.
All right, let's hear it, Falero.
And we need to retool. We don't need to rebuild. We need to retool. So just get a grip, everybody. You gotta stay together if you got the guts.
Little Soul on the beat.
Hey, yo, easy.
Pat Riley's been with you inside his mind. And in his dreams, he signed you 1,000 times. Sometimes he sees you walk through the door. Mellow. Is it the heat you're looking for? You can play with D-Wade. Make us forget about JJ. You're all we've ever wanted. And our arms are open wide. Cause you know how to shoot the three. And you know now how not to play D. And we want to see you so bad in South Beach.
Someone was late coming in there.
Yes, Solana was. Solana's not the best singer. I was a better singer than Solana was.
Who was y'all's ghostwriter?
That was me, actually. Can you believe it?
Yes.
That was, it borders on, like, can something be brilliant and god awful at the same time?
They said what they said.
Good and terrible.
Yeah.
Good
that boy
and terrible.
Good. Didn't they say what it's like? Genius and crazy.
Right. The difference between genius and crazy is like a slim.
So I think music wise, you can be right on the edge too.
It's crazy how bad they are at singing. When
but
you guys
right.
do that first duet together,
I came in strong. Solana is not too good.
You're a musician, right?
I am.
So you know notes and stuff.
I know how to carry a tune.
But you're not a singer, though.
No.
You're a musician. What?
Musician.
Yeah, magician. He's a magician. He's going to do some tricks later on in the show.
You play instruments?
I do.
What?
Yeah, we knew that about him.
Piano?
Tuba?
Not tuba.
It's like
trombone.
Trombone.
Yeah. Oh, rusty.
No.
Oh, no, you got a new one now? I thought you were talking about your other one.
Never played the Rusty Trombone.
Play it one more time, that song, because there's something about it that is, it's an earworm, I'll tell you.
And
I love this Riley at the beginning.
We need to retool. So just get a grip, everybody. You got to stay together if you got the guts.
Little Soul on the beat.
That's terrible.
Hey, yo, easy.
Pat Riley's been with you inside his mind.
Way bad.
That's good.
And in his dreams, he signed you 1,000 times.
That's a lot.
Sometimes he sees you walk through the door. mellow?
It's unbelievable.
Is it the heat you're looking for? You can play with D-Wade. Make us forget about JJ. You're all we've ever wanted. And our arms are open wide. 'Cause you know how to shoot the three. And you know now how not to play D. And we want to see you so bad in South Beach.
See, I think the last line should have rhymed. You should have used Riley. So make it happen, Pat Riley. It would have rhymed with three.
Hey, man, you can't mess with Eazy-E's beats.
He produced it. He wrote it.
I like it. There's something about it that I find very appealing. I don't know what's wrong with me.
That boy good.
Good and terrible. All right, more stuff to get to. Hopefully better than that. Guys, let me talk to you about something here. I can lay out a few things for you that I know is going to hit home, right? Razors can cost too much, and shaving can be a hassle. And half the time, you end up with nicks and cuts on your face. For those reasons and more, I personally switched to Harry's, harrys.com, and I know you're going to want to as well. You can get a very close shave with a smooth and comfortable glide at an amazing value. And the best part, it gets shipped right to your home. No more hassles. Boom, right there at the front door. For a limited time only, new customers can save big on a Harry's shave set if you use my special code Hockman at harrys.com. You get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. You just have to type in the code Hockman when you're checking out. That's H-O-C-H-M-A-N. Harry's founders, harrys.com, their founders, they were tired of paying for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. And they knew a great shave doesn't come from the gimmicks like the vibrating heads and flex balls and handles that look like spaceships, which are tactics that the leading brand has used to raise prices for years. So they have fixed that by offering a simpler option, an exceptional quality shave at a fair price. Harry's replacement cartridges, they're just $2 each. That's less than half the price of Gillette Fusion Pro Shield. They got rid of upcharges. They offer fast, free shipping. There's a 100% quality guarantee, and there's no subscription required. Don't get Harry's confused for other online brands that force you to subscribe. Harry's lets you resupply however you want. You could do auto refills. That's an option, but you can also buy one-off a la carte. Now, for a limited time only, and this deal is incredible, Harry's has a special offer just for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a shave set from Harry's if you use the code Hockman at harrys.com. That means you get a starter set that comes with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you type in the code Hockman, H-O-C-H-M-A-N, at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched. Go to harrys.com today. Use the code Hockman at checkout to claim your offer.
Radio.com.
England and Croatia still knotted at one going into the 88th minute. We will keep an eye on it for you. Somebody texted in. You can always text us, Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, 56022. I said, I remember when 7-Eleven fell on a weekend. I don't remember when it was, but we went to a 7-Eleven, got free Slurpees. Somebody texted in, the last time 7-Eleven was on a weekend would be 3 years ago. And I know most people's brains work that way. I can't figure that out. Like, I know today is Wednesday and it's 7-Eleven. And so I texted the guy back. My birthday falls on Thanksgiving sometimes. I can never figure out when or how often.
You can do that math?
I can't.
But people can?
Yeah.
Like, I can say July 10th.
It's not that. You know, if 7-Eleven is on a Wednesday, then I think the previous year it was on a Thursday or a
Sunday. I think it's like 3 days.
It's a math problem.
Well, if you know what today's day is,
then you can work backwards. Yeah. I didn't even know that. Yeah.
That's Rain Man stuff to me. Very easy for other people. Not for my radio partners here, obviously.
It tricks me.
July 11th next year is on a Thursday.
Okay, so then I'm going to guess here that the following year would be on a Friday.
It's not.
Oh, it's not?
Saturday, yeah.
Oh, really? So it skips Fridays. All right, so you sure?
Yeah, it's weird. And then it goes to Sunday.
Is it a leap year?
It could be.
Leap year.
That's not math. It goes this year Wednesday, next year Thursday, the following year Saturday, and the following year that Sunday?
Yeah.
So it just skips Fridays?
It could be a leap year.
I don't like it. And if you know that and you can really do that fast in your mind, I think you need to get another hobby.
Well, some people just know it.
You're bored.
They just know it. You know what I'm saying?
I think you hit it. Somebody on text machine said yes. 2 years from now is a leap year, and that's why you miss it.
Oh, okay. So normally it would just be successive days. I'm still not getting it.
I don't like it.
It's not that hard.
I just look the next day. Look all off in the distance. You forget about what's right in front of you.
No, 3 minutes. Nobody needs 3 minutes of extra time, by the way. 3 minutes of extra time.
So they can't tie, right?
No. So this will go. It's 3 minutes of stoppage time, Hawk. And then.
Isn't that called extra time as well? No.
No, if it's tied, then it goes to extra time.
My bad. Stoppage time. And now they're going to spray paint the field for something. I don't know why they put shaving cream on the field.
It's not shaving cream. It's just a little, like a paint. It just marks the ball.
Oh. So it's 1-1 England and Croatia. England has the ball. They're going to put it right next to the paint.
Mm-hmm.
And
we call this a set piece.
There's a set piece right here.
Why have me some set pieces like back in the day?
You ever talk about your chess pie?
Yeah, I got to that. I tried chess pie up in Orlando. Never heard of it. Never had it before. Didn't love it.
What's in it?
It's, I was told there's the kick and a header and out of bounds. Is that called out of bounds?
Out of play.
They told me in line, some lady was talking to me in line. I'm like, what is chess pie? I'd never heard of it. And she said it's essentially pecan pie without the pecans.
So just that gooey stuff.
Which is great. It's just sugar. It's gooey sugar. But it wasn't. Oh, I don't know. It had like honey on it. It was drizzled in honey. I didn't like it.
That was at Disney?
It was at, it was in downtown Disney. It was at a place called Polite Pig.
Polite Pig.
Like real barbecue. It was good, man. We had good barbecue. And chess pie is apparently a southern thing.
I'm from the South.
You've never heard of chess pie?
No. It sounds a little bit like meatloaf range.
Text your dad.
Chitlins range. Like, text think about it. But text just think dad. About this. Think about the concept. A pie with nothing in it but sugar. Like, if I can afford some peaches or some pecans or something, why wouldn't I put it in the pie? Like, it sounds like depression food.
Or are you taking the best part of a pecan pie and saying the hell with the rest of it? We're all.
Why are we all eating?
That's the only reason to eat the pecan pie.
Nobody likes the gooey.
That's the only thing that makes it good. If not, you're just having a bowl of pecans.
Eat chess pie every night. You're going to lose that foot.
I'm not saying that it's healthy. I'm just telling you the best part of the pecan pie is the gooey sugar. It's not the pecans.
Then you just take them out. I don't like it. Sounds nasty.
I didn't love it.
But don't they have different stuff up there because a bunch of different cultures come to Orlando, so they have to kind of make everybody happy? Well, there's no chess pies in South Florida. Can you go to a place and find chess pie?
I have no idea.
But up there, they have different cultures coming from around the world. Maybe they have to have them some damn chess pie.
Well, but it's not coming from around the world. It's from Atlanta. Like, it's not.
I'm sure they have some poutine.
They do have a poutine stand.
So they're poutining for the Canadians.
Right.
And they're chess pieing for the Bible Belters.
It is 1-1 going into. Now, this is called extra time?
Correct.
So this is a half hour?
Yes, no matter what.
And then if it's tied after that, PKs.
Penalty kicks, yes.
All right. So England and Croatia, 1-1 going into extra time. Free soccer.
Oh, yeah.
Bonus soccer.
This is big time, right?
Yeah,
this is to go to the Super Bowl.
This is overtime of the AFC Championship game.
Yes. Yes.
You don't seem as excited as you should be, Falero.
You're rooting for England?
Like, I'm rooting for England, but that's not my main team. The U.S. is my main team. I don't have any gain in this game.
What did he say?
I don't know.
I said gain in this game.
Gain?
What did he say?
Interest in this game.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Same thing.
He's talking to you.
What did he say?
I need a motivational speech, Crowder.
Keep your marks up.
Keep your marks up and get your lesson.
Okay.
You, you don't know who's tomorrow's star is. It could be today's star, but it might be yesterday's star. Who knows who the star is going to be tomorrow?
Yeah, you don't do it as well as Channing does.
No. I like that.
Unfortunately,
Valero. He doesn't, does he?
Unfortunately,
he doesn't.
It's about word for word. It's almost exactly what he does.
Jarvis wasn't a star 4 years ago. Took him 4 years to become a star. Tomorrow's stars aren't stars today.
By the way, I'm sure that's what the Dolphins really loved in his speech yesterday. The guy that they got rid of to much hoopla. Crowder talking about what a star he is. Thank you.
Franchise record.
Thank you for having us.
Dolphins. I'm real. That's what they wanted to feel, Hawk. They wanted to bring 560 up there to be real.
No, you want real?
I'm going to give you real.
They didn't want anything you gave them. That was the problem with your speech yesterday. They didn't want anything you gave them.
But I gave it to them.
You went to a birthday party and sang happy anniversary. and thought you killed it.
I was wrong for trying to sell. I thought I was trying to game. I thought I was trying to make everybody feel special. Man, y'all go to hell, man. Leave me alone.
All right, I got to get back into the Carmelo Anthony conversation because there is a legit possibility that Carmelo Anthony is going to be a member of the Miami Heat. And there are several reasons why I think Crowder and I both believe that it might make sense for the Miami Heat to actively pursue him. We'll take a quick break here. We'll come back and we will lay it all out for you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.